extension of the amendment bill is to amend certain clauses in the existing act. For instance, the definition of public demonstration would be restricted to cover only demonstrations that are sufficiently large to make it a reasonable possibility that public disorder or serious breach of the peace may occur. And furthermore, the current section 25 requires organizers of public gatherings to give 7 days notice. I intend to have that reduced to 4 days. And in addition, the current section 27 allows the regulating authority to prohibit temporarily public demonstrations in any area. So this will be changed so that these powers are vested in the magistrate on application by regulating authority. And lastly, clause 8 of the bill will enable public gatherings to be held within the vicinity of parliament or the court, as we believe that parliament, being the bastion of the representation of the people, should be a place where if people have got something they want to explain to their members of parliament, they should allow to do so.
Mr. Gwenes, are you confident that the bill will say through? Because ZANU-PF has already started complaining that the bill is ultra-virus the constitution.
I've got every confidence. There's already the portfolio committee has been looking into the bill. It invited ministry officials to come and make their presentation before it. Very soon we have a public hearing. And I believe that if it's a public hearing, there's an overwhelming support for the bill. I don't see how ZANU-PF will be able to stop this action if the people of Zimbabwe showed wishes and their determination to have this act amended.
What else is on the order paper today in Parliament for today's business?
The only other items we had were motions which were held over from last year. I mean, there are 2 motions on the report of the Sadiq Observer mission to Botswana. There was also supposed to be a report from the Portfolio Committee on Health and Child Welfare. Unfortunately, the members have been involved in the workshop, so their presentation will be done tomorrow.